The Indian Student, or Force of Nature, by Philip Freneau. From Susquehanna's farthest springs, where savage tribes pursue their game, his blanket tied with yellow strings, a shepherd of the forest came. Not long before, a wandering priest expressed his wish with visage sad. "Ah, why," he cried, "in Satan's waste, ah, why detain so fine a lad? In white man's land there stands a town where learning may be purchased low. Exchange his blanket for a gown, and let the lad to college go." From long debate the council rose, and viewing Shalem's tricks with joy, to Cambridge Hall, o'er wastes of snow, they sent the copper-colored boy. One generous chief a bow supplied, this gave a shaft and that a skin. The feathers in vermilion dyed, himself did from a turkey win. Thus dressed, so gay, he took his way o'er barren hills, alone, alone. His guide a star, he wandered far, his pillow every night a stone. At last he came, with foot so lame, where learned men talk heathen Greek, and Hebrew lore is gabbled o'er to please the muses twice a week. A while he writ, a while he read, a while he conned their grammar rules. An Indian savage so well-bred, great credit promised to the schools. Some thought he would in law excel, some said in physic he would shine, and one that knew him passing well beheld in him a sound divine. But those of more discerning eye even then could other prospects show, and saw him lay his Virgil by to wander with his dearer bow. The tedious hours of study spent, the heavy-molded lecture done, he to the woods a-hunting went, through lonely wastes he walked, he run. No mystic wonders fired his mind, he sought to gain no learned degree, but only sense enough to find the squirrel in the hollow tree. The shady bank, the purling stream, the woody wild his heart possessed, the dewy lawn...